In the Gospel today, our Lord goes to the house of St. Peter and heals his mother-in-law and is there, and the people come and he heals the sick and casts out demons, and everybody's coming to the house. Crowds are coming there, and the next morning he's out praying in the desert, absorbed in prayer, and the apostles find him there and say, "Everyone is looking for you." He said, "Let us go to nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come, to preach and drive out demons throughout the whole of Galilee." He does. So our Lord is preaching and praying. This is what we are to do as well. Preach and pray. This is our life, to preach and pray. And we preach in many ways, and we pray in many ways. And we learn to preach, and we preach, and we have to realize that everything we do is preaching. Everything we do is preaching, because everywhere we influence our neighbor, and it does us well to be conscious of this fact, that we're always influencing others in our behavior, and even to the smallest things, our tone of voice, our facial expressions, our walk, our manners, our demeanor. Everything we do and say is an influence on our neighbor, and of course we want this to be a good influence, an influence that will lead them to a greater love for God and love for holiness and virtue and imitation of us who are imitators of Jesus Christ. So let us be conscious of this call and vocation, this inevitability of effect that we have on others, this inevitable vocation we have to preach to our neighbor. And preaching is very much and more so our actions and what we do, more so even than our words. So let's be conscious of that as well. And then the aspect of praying, how we need to be deep in prayer, how we need to pray from the depths of our being, how we need to be absorbed in prayer as Jesus was, not in a superficial way, but in a real deep way, and a way of where we're nourishing our relationship with Jesus, we're growing in love for him, in union with him, which takes a depth, all our being in prayer. We're living in prayer, and so let us foster this prayer and this nourishment of our love for God, and then our love for neighbor in preaching.